sugar-free Dr. Pepper, madam.
Oh, this can't be a diet soft drink. I can't taste that aftertaste.
It's sugar-free Dr. Pepper. Read the can.
The development of artificial sweeteners and the beginning of the diet craze during the 1960s helped the popularity of diet soft drinks. Thin was in during the 60s. Both Weight Watchers and Diet Shakes came on the scene during the decade. The first national diet cola to make waves was Diet Right in 1958, a product of the RC Cola Company. People flipped for the drink. By the early 1960s, it was one of the top five best-selling soft drinks. Coca-Cola got with it in 1963 and created their own diet drink known as Tab. Diet Coke was later introduced in 1982, and today there are 8 different groovy low-calorie Coke products in the U.S. Other brands, such as Pepsi and 7-Up, freaked out when they realized that they had to create diet versions of their products in order to stay competitive and meet consumer demands. The first Diet Pepsi product was called Patio Diet Cola. 7-Up's hip diet drink was originally known as Like. At first, diet soft drinks did not sell very well internationally, but they eventually became hip. Overseas low-calorie drinks are often labeled as light instead of diet, because in other countries, the term diet does not mean the same thing as it does in the U.S. The Fab Dr. Pepper introduced its own low-cal version in 1963 called Dietetic Dr. Pepper. The drink's formula has been revamped several times in order to please customers and make it taste more like regular Dr. Pepper. Today, Diet Dr. Pepper is a far-out favorite and one of the top-selling soft drinks in the U.S.